From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Josh Neighbors. The Missouri House and Senate did get some bills passed this week, while the ongoing scandal surrounding Missouri Governor Eric Greitens continued to get most of the attention. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Among the measures passed by the Missouri Senate is a proposed constitutional amendment to change term limits for members of the legislature, allowing them to serve up to 16 years in any one chamber or to divide that time between the House and Senate. Currently, they can only serve up to 8 years in each chamber. It would also ban lobbyist gifts. The House was only in session for 2 days this week, but the lower chamber did pass several bills before taking off. They include one that would create a system of courts to handle drug treatment cases. Next week, a Senate panel is expected to vote on the state budget, but the full Senate may not get much accomplished if Democrats continue to slow down the work pace as a means to get the House to begin impeachment proceedings against the governor. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
A tuition increase of between 1 and 2.1% at UM System schools is under consideration. The proposed increase was discussed at a UM System Board of Curators meeting Thursday. Without steady revenue streams from the legislature, the burden of funding higher education has shifted to students. The Board of Curators will vote next month on whether to raise tuition by 2.1%, the maximum allowed by law. If the Missouri General Assembly approves the House budget's plan, only 1% of that increase will be charged to the students beginning next fall. The additional 1.1% would be added in the event that the governor withholds money from the higher education budget. United Airlines has completely depleted the city and community funds set aside for their new flights between Columbia and Denver. KBIA's Nathan Lawrence has more.
When United Airlines began service from the Columbia Regional Airport to Denver, the city and a number of community partners set up what's referred to as a revenue guarantee fund, money the airline could ask for to keep its flights financially viable during the first year. Today, Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis said in a statement that United has billed the city for $600,000, the entire fund, just to make up for revenue shortfalls from the first 6 months of service. Jefferson City Mayor Carrie Turgeon says she's satisfied with the role her city played in bringing United to the Columbia Regional Airport.
There's other aspects of that investment. It's not as if the investment is lost. The investment is there in the future success of future routes and that particular route.
Mathis says United plans to continue the Denver service at least through July. Nathan Lawrence, KBIA News, Columbia.
The Missouri Democratic Party is renewing efforts to tie Republican U.S. Senate candidate Josh Hawley to embattled Republican Governor Eric Greitens. A Friday release from the party criticizes Attorney General Hawley for not doing enough or acting too slowly to check into allegations of misconduct against the governor. Hawley's office found no wrongdoing after investigators looked into the use of secretive messaging apps by the governor's office staff. Hawley is among those who have called for Greitens to resign amid allegations that he slapped, grabbed, and shoved a woman with whom he was having an extramarital affair. Hawley is running for the Republican nomination to take the spot of Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill. Josh Neighbors, KBIA News, Columbia.